this is going to be my last upload to this channel. I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and I'm leaving YouTube because YouTube sucks. And actually, I just decided to go unscripted off the cuff with this one. I had written out a really eloquent article describing why I'm leaving YouTube, but hey, maybe let's go off the cuff. So, YouTube sucks. And YouTube sucks so much that, like the swirling accretion disk of a supermassive black hole devouring a brilliant galaxy, it sucks so much that it casts light on how much people in general suck now a days. I'm gonna elucidate strong words, I know. I'm gonna elucidate on that, and I've actually got some tough love for you, probably for you or for the audience, but probably also for you. But first, I'll tell you just a little bit about my history with YouTube. YouTube and I have had a rocky relationship years and years ago, probably over a decade ago. Once upon a time, I was kind of, sort of, a YouTube star. I had over 10,000 subscribers when that was a respectable following. I would travel to new countries, and random guys in cafes would walk up to me and tell me that they saw me off of YouTube, and we would make friends. I had videos that would do over 250,000 views. That was all pretty sweet. Then in 2018 came the biohacker ban. Someone at YouTube decided that they didn't like nootropics very much. So they terminated my channel along with the channels of different prominent nootropics YouTubers out there. But in the early 2020s, I said, I want to take another crack at this YouTube thing because I have this great edifying message about personal growth and biohacking and nootropics. And I said, you know what? I want to be able to interface some more with the general public and drag a few more of them onto this pirate ship that I have been on. And so since then, I have been uploading to this channel that you found, or maybe you found me previously and then you found me again, or whatever. You can let me know in the comments. It might be nice to hear from some of those people that have been following me for a while. And this has not been fruitful, uploading here. The quantity and quality of my work has increased dramatically, but my videos here, they sometimes just get a pitiful amount of views. Sometimes only 10% of the subscribers are watching them. And this really does not make me look great to potential partners, collaborators, the ethical kind of sponsors that I work with. They might come across this channel and see hundreds of well-produced videos with appealing slides that have a pittance of views. So it's time for me to go. And any YouTuber is faced with kind of a dilemma. And this is the quantity versus quality dilemma. So on the quantity side, what I've been doing, as some of you may have noticed, is all the old content. I have hundreds and hundreds of videos, over 500 videos. And so older videos What I've been doing is refurbishing and re-syndicating those videos. I went through them and have corrected and improved the audio, although it still is sometimes it's not perfect. I've improved the audio. I have cut out some fat. I've cut out some extraneous rambling because your time is valuable, right? And I've improved the slides quite a bit on those. And then sometimes I would cut out things that I was wrong about. You know, I'm wrong sometimes. And so I've been quantity-wise, multiple times a week, re-releasing old content. Like, for example, there was a video that I did, a powerful message in a video about free speech. And that was a video that I recorded in a really, really cool setting in this awesome little bookstore, the most iconic bookstore in the world in Venice, Italy. That was one of those refurbishings that I did. And I don't think it got a great amount of views. At the same time that I was doing multiple times a week, re-releasing, I was putting in long hours working on original content, working on researching, writing, scripting, producing, doing some animation for new stuff, because I'm always researching some new cool biohacking, personal growth kind of thing. And so putting a lot of work in on the quality side. And these two things, quantity versus quality, I have really tried both now thoroughly with disappointing results. This has all been a big disappointment here on YouTube. And there's a lot of YouTubers in my position, I know, who would blame this failure on the almighty algorithm, right? It's the algorithm that's screwing us all over. But I think some blame falls on the shoulders of the audience, on you, on your shoulders, perhaps. And here's why. So for 12 years, 13 years, however long now, I have been on this obsessive quest. And it started with the Limitless movie with Bradley Cooper. And I've been on an obsessive quest to find real-life NZT 48. And I've gotten pretty close to finding it. I've tried over 200 different smart drugs and nootropics while studying the science of human performance and also trying a bunch of weird and wacky personal development things while I was a digital nomad traveling the world. And this resulted in all sorts of great adventures and stories. I dated a politician's daughter in Colombia. I hung out with spies in Kiev, Ukraine. I did psychedelics high in the Andes Mountains. And then when I started growing up a bit more, getting a little bit more mature, I took back my sexual sovereignty as a man from the digital world. And I cultivated myself as a tantric man. And that has resulted in deep, enduring, passionate love, the love that I've been in with my Bulgarian wife for 7 years now. Going and all these adventures, all the weird and wacky things that I did, I invited the audience along with me. I was meticulous about putting together the to-dos and the guides, and I think presenting things in an appealing kind of way, making it easy for you to enjoy the beauty and meaning in life that is beckoning when you really take the personal growth thing seriously. Going all in on personal growth and biohacking, this has been the most exhilarating experience of my life. the most fun thing that I've ever done. And even more fun than having sex in a brand new Maserati. Yeah, that story is in my first book, if you are curious about it. And sadly, here on YouTube, the audience, the general group of folks into personal growth, they were just not that interested in what I had to offer. So me continuing to upload to YouTube, and there is a lot of work, there's time that needs to be spent every week managing a YouTube channel, me doing all that is increasingly becoming a casting pearls before swine kind of thing. And that's kind of sad, isn't it? So I'm going to continue doing what I've been doing and continue doing what I love doing, which is experimenting and researching a bunch of different biohacking things and nootropics things and personal development things and going deep into the latest science that I can get my hands on around the whole area of longevity. But I'm going to be doing that in places where I can speak freely. Here on YouTube, I faced all sorts of censorship. It has been a consistent, the anonymous overlords that we have here on YouTube telling me to shut up and kicking content out without any kind of warning or any kind of explanation. That has been a consistent feature of my relationship with YouTube. So that has come to an end. And all of that kind of content, my entire library, it's like 600-700 piece podcasts and videos, all of that is, and the new stuff, oh, I'm so excited about some of the new stuff I'm working on. That is all going to be going on the YouTube alternatives, the pro free speech YouTube alternatives. I bet you have heard about them by now. So Odyssey and Rumble are the places where we can speak freely, where I don't need to censor some block of a video, hoping that it's not gonna get that video a strike on the channel. I could shoot straight with you. Isn't that something that you want in your own life? And that's what I can do on those channels. And actually, for years now, I have seen more engagement and views and more people saying that they watch my videos and they email me and we talk or whatever. I've seen a lot more of that coming from the free speech alternatives, Odyssey and Rumble. And of those two, if you haven't joined them yet, I think Odyssey is probably the best. Odyssey works almost the same as YouTube does. It's got an app that works great on your phone or your tablet. The really big difference with Odyssey that I really like is there's no ads. Yeah, that's right. There is no banner ads. There's no mid-roll ads. There's no, those stupid ads that interrupt your viewing experience, those aren't there on Odyssey. Now, here's the downside of Odyssey. Odyssey, their website and their app, it takes 1 or 2 seconds longer than YouTube to load. Okay? 1 or 2 seconds longer than YouTube to load. It's kind of a good time to do a Kegel if you're a tantric man like me. So you got to ask yourself, do you want to have free speech plus no interruptive ads stealing your time, or do you want to save yourself that second or two on load time? That one is not a hard decision for me to make, but I don't know about you. We'll see how many of you end up over on the Odyssey channel. I hope all of you. So this channel, I'm not deleting it, because sometimes there's people that they followed me in the past or they find me somewhere else on the internet, and then they want to search me up on YouTube, because everyone uses YouTube, right? Or too many of us use YouTube. So I'm going to keep this channel up there so that they can find me and hopefully find this message, and then venture back out into the wild, wild west of the World Wide Web. And there's interesting things out there. There is interesting things out there. There's edifying things out there. My favorite new word, edifying, you should know, it means like self-improving, making you a better you. I have, however, on this channel, recently I have removed a couple of videos. There was some videos about, for example, like some of my meta-analysis of those Russian peptides. Some of those Russian peptides that can have like really some pretty surprising, mind-blowing kind of effects. Yeah, that stuff. That kind of content is going to put this channel at risk. So you can now find all of that uncensored and uninterrupted by ads, either on my website, my Substack, or the Odyssey channel. And I hope to see you over there. And like I said, some tough love that I got for you. Here it is. So I've been telling you about Odyssey and Rumble and been yammering on about why free speech matters for years and years and years. Yet, here you are. You're here on YouTube. And that's because you're addicted to YouTube. Because the masters of the universe there in Google, they employ floors and floors of these social engineers who know all of the Jedi mind tricks to keep you on their platform and keep you from exploring and to keep you coming back. And I have such great disdain for these people, especially at YouTube, because of shorts, because of this stupid, not mind-numbing vertical content that gets shoved into your feed. Now, years back, I read and reviewed this really great book. It was called The Shallows, What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains. And it was a science philosophy book that explains how short-form content on the internet just has this dire effect of harming the most human evolved part of our mind, of harming that part of our mind, of hacking away at our attention span and diminishing our executive control. This is associated with decision-making and self-control. And those shorts are just, they're just crack. And they're just so awful for that part of the mind. If it seems like the world is getting stupider to you, those shorts that YouTube is shoving into your algorithmic feed, they have a lot to do with that. And if you have been naughty and you've been watching shorts on YouTube or TikTok, there's a solution to this. Because those shorts, they are going to give you a goldfish's mind, okay? And that's not what you want. If you're a biohacker, if you're a life hacker, and a person into personal growth, we don't want a goldfish's mind. And so the way to take back your mind, to take back that brilliance that you have within you, while enjoying everything that the internet has to offer, there's two ways to do that, which is dual and back training and mnemonic memory training. These two things exercise the mind, and they exercise the working memory part of the mind, the RAM of the conscious mind. And I'd made a bunch of videos and podcasts about these two tools. You really should be using them if you are watching those stupid shorts. And you can quit doing that. You can quit watching those stupid shorts. And, you know, part of the reason I have probably not been successful this go around on YouTube is because I didn't play that shorts game. I want to devote my time to creating deep dive, long form, thoughtful, provocative content that's going to get you thinking. It's not content for stupid people. And me not doing shorts, probably part of the reason why I have disappointing returns here on YouTube. And so here's the tough love. You're still here on YouTube, harming your working memory, harming your mind. And that thing is you're addicted, like a crack whore that keeps coming back to the pimp. The beats are up. And you're not a crack whore. You're a person into health and personal growth. But I bet that in your life, you keep running into a glass ceiling someplace. It might be a glass ceiling in your health, in your relationships, in your biohacking, in your career. You keep running into, frustratingly, you keep running into this glass ceiling. We can't seem to improve. You can't seem to get what you want, even though you're trying your damnedest, right? Might that be because you tolerate abusive, extortionate relationships? Might that be because you tolerate some relationships from the past that are now below you? Or they're relationships below the, I'm not going to do that with my hand, still on YouTube. They are relationships that are below the trajectory of where you're going and where you want to go in your life. And those extortionate, abusive relationships are sabotaging you in ways subtle and not so subtle. That's something to think about. And you're here on YouTube. So we both know that you tolerate at least one extortionate, abusive relationship. YouTube habitually abuses both the creator and the user. And that's not cool, but they are never going to change. So I say, let's get out of this crappy relationship together. This video will be over in just a few moments. This video will be over in just a few moments. A fun AI song that I made about free speech will play. And while it does, I challenge you to close YouTube and connect with me elsewhere. Links below. Or you can just sit there passively and let YouTube shove another dumb ad that wastes your precious time down your throat before the next video rolls. Your call. I think that covers all the points that I wanted to make in this video. I do hope to see you over there on Rumble and Odyssey, on my website, on my Substack. I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset. As always, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.
A wild, wild west where every voice could pass the test. But big tech came with its tight control, and the free spirit slowly took a toll. Odyssey CEO, he's got a bold plan. No ads in sight, let freedom stand. Hoddle LBC, making the stodgy suits at the SEC. Blue Odyssey's the place for folks like me and you. On Odyssey, there's so much to see. Putting the wild, wild west back in the WWE. No ads, no chains, just free speech reign. With Julian at the helm, we're breaking big tech's game. Yeah, it's fine, sure, but Odyssey's got a better lure. Decentralizing crypto power, it's got that flair. A platform where you can truly share. flat earthers roam. Conspiracies wide, but on Odyssey they won't have to hide. You'll find the strange, the fun, the free, 'cause this platform's for all to see. On Odyssey there's so much to see, putting the wild, wild west back in the WWE. No ads, no chains, just free speech reign. Julian at the helm, we're breaking big tech's game. Let's bring back that wild, wild west, where voices soar, not repressed. Join Odyssey, don't miss a ride. Rediscover freedom on the wild website. Free speech is our cornerstone human right that all other rights depend upon. Without this freedom, we lose the fight. In the shadow, our true selves are gone. The torch of freedom yet burns on Odyssey.com.